The news is read by Maggie Doyle.
With 2 weeks to go before polling day, political parties are announcing what plans they have in a range of areas, including justice, health and transport. Some will also spell out their intentions regarding housing and tourism. Party leaders are at the hustings in several parts of the country today, attempting to attract voters as the general election campaign approaches the end of its first week. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Fine Gael will harden its position on law and order today, unveiling a justice policy which includes providing all Gardaí with facial recognition technology, the nationwide rollout of body cameras and electronic tagging of sex offenders. The Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, will campaign in Clare and Limerick. Fianna Fáil will also focus on justice with a plan to expand on Garda Síochána by 5,000 members and establish a new transport police unit. Party leader Micheál Martin will be canvassing with Andreas Moynihan in Cork North West and Christopher O'Sullivan in Cork South West. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will visit Leitrim, Sligo, Mayo and Galway while focusing on investment in rural Ireland and maintaining the VAT rate at 9% excluding for hotels. While Green leader Roderick O'Gorman visits his candidates in Cork, the party will publish its transport safety policies, including introducing speeding fines based on offenders' disposable income. For the Social Democrats, their housing policy will be launched by Deputy Leader Cian O'Callaghan in Dublin, while its healthcare vision will be unveiled by Róisín Shortall in Cork. People Before Profit will be concentrating on public transport, suggesting it needs to be free and frequent to get motorists out of their cars and achieve emissions reduction targets. Independent TDs will be canvassing in their communities as well.
At least 10 people have died in a fire at a retirement home in Spain. One other person was critically injured and several others are being treated for the effects of smoke inhalation. The emergency services were alerted at around 4 o'clock this morning, Irish time. More than 80 people were inside the complex at Villa Franca de Ebro in the northeastern province of Zaragoza. The cause of the fire is not known. The US President-elect Donald Trump has announced more nominations to his administration that are due to come into effect after President Joe Biden leaves office on the 20th of January. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is to be nominated for Secretary of the Interior, putting him in charge of national parks. Mr. Trump's rivals say they fear that Mr. Burgum will open up the parks to more oil exploration. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an anti-vaccine campaigner and conspiracy theorist, is to be nominated as Mr. Trump's health secretary. Mr. Kennedy is the son of Bobby Kennedy, who was assassinated during his presidential campaign in 1968. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
During the presidential election campaign, Donald Trump promised to let Bobby Kennedy Jr. run wild in health policy. Now Trump has formally nominated Kennedy to be his Health and Human Services Secretary. It's a massive department with more than 80,000 staff and a huge budget. It's also responsible for health research and public health policy through the Food and Drink Administration and the Centers for Disease Control that often set global standards. Kennedy has spoken of his wish to radically change America's pharmaceutical and healthcare systems, which cost more and deliver less than any other in the developed world. He's also pledged to tackle America's chronic disease crisis by, among other things, taking on the big processed food companies. But he's attracted severe criticism over his long-standing opposition to most sorts of vaccines and has frequently been accused of spreading misinformation and outright falsehoods. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Mr. Trump has also been outlining his foreign policies, including the conflicts in the Middle East. He said stopping the Russia-Ukraine war would be high on his agenda.
We're going to work on Middle East, and we're going to work very hard on Russia and Ukraine. It's got to stop. Russia and Ukraine's got to stop. I saw a report today, thousands of people over the last 3 days were killed. Thousands and thousands of people were killed.
Scientists and former political leaders have said the United Nations climate talks process must be reformed. In a letter written as the latest conference of the parties takes place in Azerbaijan, the group argues that the host nations should be fully committed to the phasing out of fossil fuels. Another recommendation is for smaller, more frequent meetings that would better address the volatile nature of climate change. A search is resuming off the County Galway coast for a woman who was reported missing 3 days ago. The search is concentrated on waters off Silverstrand. The body of the singer-songwriter Johnny Doohan was recovered from the same coastal area on Tuesday afternoon. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be mild and generally cloudy today with scattered patches of rain and drizzle along with mist. There'll be bright or sunny spells also. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 13 degrees.